Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
To the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Amen. Can I hear?
Yes.
Powerful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says, it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is En Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared. Someone say feared.
Fear.
If that's your Bible, I want you to mark it, highlight it. That Jehoshaphat feared when he had the news that a great army was coming against him. The first emotion that came upon him is fear. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Have you ever faced a problem where when you heard it, you became afraid?
He feared
and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, and worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall he prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Put your hands together for the word of God. Hallelujah. What a word. I said, what a word. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my short message this morning is titled Celebrating by Faith. Celebrating by Faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when the Lord spoke to me, towards the end of December. Because in 2019, I've been announcing that this is going to be our year of hard work. But I was in prayer for the whole of November, well, let's say the whole of December. And this word came that in 2020 we will celebrate and we will be celebrated. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Now, since the Lord spoke to me and I announced it to the church, I've been meditating on this word a lot. And one of the things that I have learned, because every church at the end of the year, they announce, this year is our year of this. This year is our year of that. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And I realize that if you want to succeed in life and you want to progress, don't do what others are doing, but do what God is doing. Do what God is telling you to do. If you are doing, if you look at others, oh, those ones are not doing, and then those ones are not doing, before you know it, you'll be confused. Don't do what others are doing, but do what God is telling you to do. I told you of a leper who went to a prophet because he had heard that that prophet is anointed. If you go to him, your leprosy will go away. When he got there, the prophet said, go and bath. When you bath, then your leprosy will go away. The man was angry. What are you saying?
I
must go and bath.
Kie ko tlhapa.
What tell us sis? And he left angry.
O ile a tsamaya a sa thaba.
And his servant said, ah, just do what the prophet is saying.
Ba re dira se mo profeta a se bolela.
He says, go and bath, go and bath.
Ge are iya wa tlhapa iya.
The man reluctantly went to bath in the river.
O ile a ya go tlhapa ko nokeng.
As he was wiping his skin, he was wiping away the leprosy.
Bolwetse ba le phera bo le
go tsoga. And the Bible says his skin was restored to him as the skin of a child.
O ile a fola.
Because some prophets, they come, they say, okay, lie down. I mean, today there's things happening. Some of you are like, you know, there are people who go to the doctor and the doctor will give them pills. And then there are people who say, just give me a small injection, then I'll be fine.
Babang banyaka an injection.
But the doctor say if you drink the pills, you'll be fine.
So
what doctors do these days is they put water in the injection and inject you just to satisfy you, then you go home. But the pills will do the work that is necessary for your healing.
The pills kitsona di tla go fodisang.
So don't look at everyone, what are they doing? What is this one doing? And you are trying to follow. What is God telling you personally? So I have learned that look at Jesus. Don't look at everybody else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Push your neighbor and say, look at the Lord. Look at Jesus.
Look at Jesus.
Put your hands together for the living God. Because you see all your friends are getting married. And then you just look for any fool. Come. Pastor, we are here. The Lord has not led you. The Lord has not guided you. The Lord has not directed you. You are looking at others. And then that fool will harass you for the rest of your life. Do you know that there are people that when they see their wife sick, they say, yes, this year is the year. There are people who are wishing that their wives and their husbands could die. Because when they entered into that covenant, they were not being led. They were looking at what everybody is doing. And this is how society is today. One day I saw a young man wearing big shoes like that, short pants and long socks, and then dyed the hair. I was just moving as a young man. Where do you find the style of dressing? Normally, we just look at people and say, I'm going to do that. But
Jehoshaphat,
when he was presented with this beast of a problem, the problem was so heavy that he feared. He was afraid. But instead of finding out what other people are doing, he just said, Lord. Lord.
Modimo.
He didn't go looking for prophets. He himself
yena ka buyena
lifted his voice.
Wile a bulela,
say, Lord,
ar modimo,
are you not the one who brought us here?
Na ga si wena o re tlisitse mona.
Say, Lord, this problem is so big,
ar modimo, buthata bo ke bo bogolo,
that we don't know what to do.
Ga re tsebe gore re dire eng.
This year, I've declared it our year of celebration, but that doesn't mean that challenges will not come. If God is going to make you a king, he's going to bring a Goliath.
ge modimo a tla go dira khosi o tla tlisa Goliath.
When God is going to lift you up, there will be a resistance. Recently, I was reading the scriptures and I saw that the ministry of Jesus Christ was picking up. His ministry was so big, Mam Ruti, that he couldn't now stand and just preach. He had to go to the sea and preach from a boat because the people were too many.
But
it was growing. Miracles were happening everywhere. One day a guy came with an arm that is twisted like that. And Jesus says, stretch it. When he stretched it, immediately he was healed. But the same time, there were people who were resisting him. The Bible says his friends came and said, stop what you are doing. When the ministry was growing, and they were saying that Jesus' mind was not okay.
They saw him like he was a madman.
Then at the same time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes were having personal meetings trying to see how they can kill this man. Every time you are going to rise, there's going to be a mountain that you must face. If nothing is challenging you, if nothing is fighting you, then you are not going anywhere in life. The devil is interested in people who are going somewhere. Why would you waste your resources on people who are not going anywhere? So when you see that your life is undergoing challenge after challenge, then know that I am a star. I am destined for greatness. My God is with me. Your amen is not blessing me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, there's a chair here, my brother. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Seeing this brother has confused my message. I haven't seen him in a long time. Amen. Then the other thing I've learned.
Seki tutile sona.
From this word that God has given us, is that there are many ways to succeed. What did I say?
There are many ways to succeed.
There's many ways. One day I met one of my former schoolmates from high school. We were both just struggling to do, make something out of our lives. And so we were rehearsing and said, where is that guy? Where is that guy? Then there was this particular guy, he was about this high when we were in high school, maybe a bit shorter. And that guy, he failed.
Na we a failure.
I mean, he was a failure, I'm sorry to say.
Nasa diregabotse.
Maths was beating him.
Maths
science
no
was
matter.
Beating him.
Science
biology,
matter.
English, everything was beating him.
So it didn't matter.
And so I said, where is that guy? Did he even pass grade 11 or whatever?
Rare uile a passa grade 11.
And this friend of mine said, hey, that guy is a millionaire now.
Arki
millionaire.
I said,
how? He said, I met him and he was asking me, what has your degree done for you? You see, you went to school. You did how many years? You sat for lecture. What has it done for you? Can we see? And he didn't finish matric and he was a millionaire. So there's many ways to succeed. There's many ways. The secret for you and I is the ability to hear the voice of God and follow him. Because you'll be looking at others. Oh, this one went to university, this one went to, and you look at yourself and say, I'm nothing. It's over. Not knowing that God hasn't chosen that way for you. He has chosen another way. Your amens are not blessing me at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Healing Fire Ministries, God has selected and chosen us and said, you will have victory as you celebrate me. As you love me, as you praise me, as you worship me, I will give you victory. I will give you victory. I will give you victory. So don't look at other people and try to, what are they doing now? You'll be confused. By the time March comes, you'll be tired.
March if it had to be ulapile.
You'll be weak.
Okasibele matla.
What is he saying to you?
Uring mowena.
Now, when I finished preaching last week Sunday, I met some of my church members. I was telling them that, look, it's going to work. And one of them said, hey, pastor, we will see. And get their challenges in life, you never know. In my heart, I was saying, but God has given us such a strong word. Then one of my other church members was having some challenges. And I said, come, let us pray. And I pray. Normally when we pray like this, I don't pray for an hour. I just pray a short prayer. It's done. And then this person said, hey, yeah, we will see. Hey, that person I'm going to. Woo! I said, I mean, even as you are going, you're already defeated. You're already defeated. Now I like Jehoshaphat.
Kirata Jehoshaphat.
I like him.
Kiamurata.
Because the problem he had was not a small problem. If the problem will make you afraid, then you know you are facing a problem.
He even
said, I don't know what to do. Where to start? Who to call? Then when he finished his prayer, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of them in the congregation. And he began to speak prophetically as the Lord was inspiring him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, fear not. Someone say, fear not.
Fear not.
For the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. Now Jehoshaphat didn't say, hey, are you angry?
Jehoshaphat didn't say, let's go, we'll see when we get there.
When he heard the prophetic utterance, he couldn't even stand. He dropped to the floor and began to celebrate the Lord. The word alone was his victory. He didn't need any more evidence. What he had was enough. And to show that he had faith, because the prophetic utterance was that you will not have to fight. He said, praise and worship team, you go forward. God said, we don't have to fight. And they went to meet three nations who had come against them. And the Bible says, as they praised the Lord, the Lord defeated the people who destroyed
them.
Have you seen soldiers killing each other? Not even one escaped. So the last man standing and said, give a fade it. As he was going, one just and he died. Now there's two things that I
want
to tell you about faith today. Number one,
Samathomo,
faith speaks. I say, faith what?
Speaks.
Speaks. A man of faith, a woman of faith, does not say, hey, Ritlabona.
We will see.
Ritlabona.
We will see.
In verse 20, Jehoshaphat said, listen, people.
Jehoshaphat,
if you believe in the Lord, you will be established. If you believe in his prophet, you will prosper. Listen to what he was saying based on what he had. His faith was speaking. His faith was speaking. Many Christians, their mouth is shut.
The
only speaking they know is gossiping. Have you seen
her skirt?
That's the only speaking you know as a Christian. What type of Christian are you?
Omu kreste omu biang.
You know, there are people who knows everything about everybody. You know everything about everybody. And when you come and say, you don't know.
Wena how tsebe. Sit down, let me tell you.
That's today's Christian
text.
That's the speaking they are speaking. Today you won't find a Christian who says, I will not be afraid. For greater is he that is in me,
oh, yes,
than he that is in the world. I'm going. Even Christians will say, hey,
let's go and see a sangoma and hear what he says.
You know, some years ago, I was driving with some fellow Christian brothers.
And
we were driving towards Mamelodi, and we just passed
Vista.
And there's a house near another there that is always very full and... If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's okay. So as we passed there, I asked, I said, what's going on here? And they said, here's the house of Mamsebeleti. I said, oh, okay, so what does Mamsebeleti do? I told you, when you come here, Mamsebeleti will take her tool and... I say, what? I say, yeah. I said, how do you know?
Kare utiba byang.
I said, I've been here also.
Are Linda kileka atamona.
I said, you grown man like yourself.
When
you went there and somebody took something and
ule aya waya bahu Kenya sesingwe.
I said, why?
Kare
I said, I wanted to pass.
Are ne ki batla go
pasa. I said, so did you pass?
Kare wile wa
pass. I said, no, I didn't pass.
Are ga ke a pass.
After all the those are today's Christians.
Ki ba kreste ba ka cheku bao.
They will not go on their knees and call on their God.
Ga ba e ba rapele ba bitse modimo wa bona.
That's today's believer.
Kiba Christ bakacheko.
Don't know any scripture.
Habatsi bilingwalo.
You remember that there's a scripture when you come to church.
Wa gopola gore gona le lengwala.
Some of you when you come to church,
ba bangxe o tla kerekeng.
Take your Bible.
O tsiya Bible. O phumula dust.
That's why when you face problems, you can't speak what you must speak. Are you listening to me? So if I've declared to you that this year you will celebrate, when you see that mountain coming for you, even though you are afraid, you must decree that 2020, I will celebrate. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
Bahaesu,
the reason why
Libaka
you must speak
Otsonetsiwa bulela
is because your enemy
Kika gore sira sa gago
never stop speaking.
Ga yeme go bulela.
If you are quiet, it doesn't mean your enemies are quiet.
Ge wena o didimetse a gora gore dira tsa gago ba didimetse.
They are speaking.
Ba bulela.
Come with me quickly to the book of let's go to Numbers 22, verse 1 to 6. Quickly, Numbers 22. Are you here?
Amen.
Are you being blessed?
Amen.
All right, Numbers 22, from verse 1 to verse 6. Read for me quickly.
Numbers chapter 22 and verse 1. Then the children of Israel moved and camped in the plains of Moab, on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho. Now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that the Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now this company will lick up everything around us. An ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. Then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, "Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me. Therefore, please come at once. Curse these people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed."
Amen.
Amen.
How do you curse? I said, how do you curse?
You speak.
So the enemies are speaking. And you are quiet. You are busy listening to Job. when your enemies are releasing words into your atmosphere.
Dira tsaga go ba bolela mantswe.
They are releasing words into your life.
Ba bolela mantswe bophilong ba gago.
And you won't say anything.
Wena ga o bolele sepe.
Your speech has no power.
Seo se bolelang
a sena matla. Your speech has no word of God.
A gona lentswe mo go seo se bolelang.
Faith is not just I believe, but faith speaks.
O tshwanetse wa bolela.
It speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You have to speak.
O tshwanetse wa bolela.
You have to confess.
O tshwanetse wa bolela.
You have to decree.
O tshwanetse wa bolela.
You have to declare.
O tshwanetse wa bolela.
This morning I said, let us declare that your mountains have fallen. And as we were praying, someone just
babang ba ne ba lebeletse fela.
Spies in the church. Your mouth, your heart is not full of the word of God. That's why you are quiet.
Pilo ya gago ga ya tlala ka lentsu la Modimo. Ke lebaka o di dimetse.
Faith speaks.
Tumelo ya bulela.
Tumelo ya bulela. Learn to develop the language of faith.
O tshwanetse wa ithuta go ba le tumelo.
If there's a mountain facing you,
ge gona le se se go lebeletse.
Don't say, I'm going to see whether I can get a job. Hey, say I'm going to get a job.
Erikia ya kita ufumana merego.
One day I went to an interview. When I came back home, they said, "How did it go?" I said, "I got it."
Kareki ukreile.
They had not called me. They had not said anything. I said, "I got it."
Kile kareku ufumani.
It's mine.
Kuaka.
Lo and behold, a phone call came.
I said, "Bafuna,
are you still interested?" I said, "I'm interested. I'm coming." But you, as you go, you are already defeated. When you sit there, when you open your mouth, you are shaking. When the people look at you and say, "Hey, yeah, no." Learn to speak the language of faith. One day, Apostle Paul was having an all-night prayer and somebody fell from the second or third floor and died. And then people were afraid.
But you want to tsaba.
Paul said, "Calm down."
Paul are iba mo fatsi.
He's not dead, he's sleeping.
That
time he was very dead.
Mutu ona tlokofetse.
But look at what the faith is saying.
Libella ka tumelo o ile a ringe.
He's not dead, he's sleeping.
Ga tlokofala o robetse.
And he prayed a short prayer. And when he prayed, the person didn't go and wake up. He prayed a short prayer. Then he left him there and continued his preaching. While he was preaching, the guy came back up to life. He didn't need evidence. He didn't need to pray until he saw him wake up. The faith was strong. He spoke a word and the faith work.
Tumelo ya gare ya bereka.
I said, what? So some of you,
Babang
you
Manu,
pray until your prayer becomes unbelief.
Lord.
It's like you are praying, but you are
warapela.
You are praying unbelief.
Warapela, how do meli mogo se o se bolelang?
Not this year, I don't care any problem that faces me. I have told myself that God told me I will celebrate.
Modimo o mpuditse gore nna ke tla thaba.
And I've told myself I've divorced myself from worrying.
Nka sthele ke
khathala. I don't want to worry anymore.
Ga ke sa khathala.
If I worry, it means that I can fight myself. Now I just give my battles to Jesus.
Ke fa di ntotsa ka mo go Jesu.
When it comes, I said, you said I will celebrate. Here's one.
Ke tla thaba.
Show yourself now.
Tipona gatse.
Are you gonna speak?
Amen.
Are you gonna speak faith?
Na utla bulela.
Your amen is not blessing me.
Amen.
Hey, Pastor, waiting na
bibiaka.
Oh, you have owned it. Why Why don't you say, Pastor, this year I feel it. I feel it in my bone. I'm healed. That time you are walking, I'm healed. The Bible says, when they sang, as they praised the Lord, then the Lord set an ambush.
So
as they praised, not when they were sitting down defeated, as they prayed, God acted. Are you listening to me? Number two, faith acts. A-C-T. Faith acts.
Ge o na le tumelo wa dira.
James chapter 2, read for me from verse 17. James chapter 2 from verse 17. Quickly, my time is very...
James chapter 2 and verse 17.
Yeah.
Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, works is dead.
Start from about verse 15.
From verse 15. If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
Continue.
But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?
What say, faith without works is dead. Say it, faith without works is dead. In other words, you can't just say, I believe. Your faith must have actions. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Your faith must have actions. Your faith must have actions. When Jehoshaphat heard the prophetic word, immediately he set the people array. And he said, let's go. He said, let's go. If my wife can tell you our marriage, I always say to her, if we don't move, we will not see the power of God.
He said,
let's go. I've told you my testimony over and over. When I was getting married, I had no money.
But
I said to her, let's set the date. Are we not married today? We are properly married.
Properly.
Say it again so that they can hear you.
Properly.
Proper. I don't owe anything. Okay, I didn't have money. But when we said amen after the wedding day, people were owing me money for my wedding. After the wedding, I was calling people, where's my money? You are stressed. Hey, where am I going to get money? Where am I going to get money? 1 year is going, 2 years, 3 years, before you know it. One lady said to me, she's planning a big wedding.
O plana lenyalo le legolo.
I said, how? Really? Say yes. I said, in my wedding there's going to be. I said, in my wedding there's going to.
Wow,
this sounds expensive. He said, yeah, I'm going to save. Till today she's not married.
She
still say, this is more than 5 years ago. She's still saving.
O santsane a bia chelete.
And in the midst of saving, then she came.
And
then well, we thought she was finished, then she came again. And she's still saving. Faithless people only see money.
But
I don't have money. It's not money that you need, it's faith. It's faith. God doesn't look at money. What you have, you don't have. So I said to her, we are setting a date. We are doing this thing. Only when I look back, I said, but where did the money come from? I give the glory to God. I see people delaying their wedding days because all that's in their mind is money. Until the devil comes and separates because they're just thinking of money. So faith acts. When God speaks to you, don't say, okay, we will see. You act. You move. You move, even if you don't have anything, you go.
Usna sipo waya.
You go.
Waya.
I say you what?
You go.
So if you are going to celebrate this year,
ge wena o tlo thaba ngwaga
ona. Your faith must be strong.
Tumelo ya gago e tshwanetse ya tia.
Your language must change.
Tumelo ya gago e tshwanetse ya sokologa.
And you must do whatever God is telling you, regardless of how the situation looks. What God is telling you, do it. What God is telling you, do it.
Yetsa se modimo a go botsa sona.
Then you will celebrate. It's your faith that will cause you to leap over mountains. Leap over walls. Run through troops. It's your faith that will cause you to do exploits. Your amen is not blessing me. Put your hands together for the Lord and give Him praise. Hallelujah. So from today, I don't want you to speak unbelief anymore. Teach yourself, correct yourself. When you hear yourself vomiting unbelief, correct yourself quickly. Where I used to work, there was a guy who started twassing and became a sangom. So every now and then, when we were gathered together, he used to say things that, you know, I can just kill anyone here. And I used to say, not me. You can kill them, but not me. Can't kill me. Anything that he would say that I realized that if I shut up here, I
will
openly say, maybe someone else, not me. Sometimes, in my workplace, sometimes I'll say, in the name of Jesus, it will not happen to me. Maybe you, not me. How can someone vomit you, curse you, speak diseases and evil to you and you just also excel?
Motho o bolela byang dilo tsena ono o amogela
fela. You must open your mouth and speak.
O tshwanetse wa bula molomo wa bulela.
Not me, not my child.
E sing ngwanaka.
Not my family.
E sing lapalaka.
Because children can't talk anymore. They just smile. They want to be politically correct. Don't you know that people smile with you when they are there? When you turn your back, hey. And you keep quiet. Hey, Pastor, me, I'm a nice person. I don't have any enemies.
Okay.
Be there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. And give him praise. Amen. Are you going to celebrate this year?
Amen.
Are you going to have victories this year?
Amen.
Glory be.
Thank you for listening to a powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048. Or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.